Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with some samples. So if you have read That Sounds Fun, you probably remember the story of me trying to get a dog and then realizing I was allergic. Sad day. And this is why I'm glad I found Claritin D, because an allergy attack is literally the worst. So I am thankful to have it on hand around my friends, pets, and other things. Luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin clear with Claritin D. It's designed for serious allergy sufferers, and Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill. This double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, and itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. Amen to that. There are also a lot of seasonal allergy sufferers over here at AFD Inc. and at the That Sounds Fun Network. So Claritin D really works for this crew. Ready to live life as if you don't have allergies? It is time to live Claritin clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. So you can find Claritin D at your pharmacy counter. Just ask a pharmacist for Claritin D at the pharmacy counter, and you don't even need a prescription. Just go to Claritin.com right now and you can get a discount so you can live Claritin clear. Use as directed. Okay, picture the thing that you've always wanted to learn. Maybe it's how to play chess or creative writing or gardening. Now picture learning that thing from the person who's literally the best at it in the world. That is what you get with Masterclass. Masterclass is such an easy way to help you learn more about something you're interested in. You can seriously find classes on everything from turning your passion into achievements with cultural icon Martha Stewart to principles of improv from Amy Poehler. Are you kidding me? Y'all, I did a cooking class with Gordon Ramsay. And it was so much fun. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best and become your best. Masterclass is the only streaming platform where you can learn and grow with over 200 plus of the world's best. For just $10 a month, an annual membership gets you unlimited access to every instructor. And you can access Masterclass on your phone, computer, smart TV, or even in audio mode. Plus, every new membership comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Don't waste another minute to start your learning journey with Masterclass. Right now, our friends get an additional 15% off of any annual membership at masterclass.com/soundsfun. That's 15% off at masterclass.com/soundsfun. masterclass.com/soundsfun. AFD and NYC, Episode 3. What if the learning is the living? New York City is just amazing. It is what I hoped it would be and more than I hoped it would be. The weather, besides the rainy day I arrived, has been nothing but blue skies and fall breezes. I've seen 3 Broadway shows so far, and yes, I've eaten New York pizza. My apartment is cute and small and exactly what I needed. A fire truck and a street cleaner went by, squeezing down my tight street during a Zoom call yesterday, and I just lived for the whole experience. This is the big city, you guys. I've had chips and guac with some of my best friends and ridden the subway with, so far, 100% accuracy as far as getting on the right trains and going the right direction. Remember, the one train goes both uptown and downtown, a fact I have to pause and think about before walking into any station. There's an incredibly cute coffee shop just around the block from my apartment and an elementary school across the street. I sat outside the coffee shop and worked for a while yesterday. Busy sidewalk in front of me, sun shining and warm, kids on the playground across the street. It's what you see in the movies when you see a fall day in New York City. I've walked 10,000 steps every day, mostly on accident. If you are new to this podcast or to this series, hi, I'm Annie. I usually live in Nashville, but for the next 2 months, I'm living in New York City. This is the 3rd episode in the series called AFD and NYC. The first 2 are linked in the show notes below. Okay, about those 10,000 steps a day I've walked. I went on a walk today in Central Park. I'm used to following paths from the many years my feet have hiked around Radnor Lake in Nashville. So this felt like a huge win. It's less hilly here than in Nashville, so my plan was to walk and jog most of it to make it a proper workout, doing that couch to 5K program like it's 2020 again or something. Back to my walk in Central Park. I prepped for it, y'all. Last night, I pulled up the map of the Central Park trails, and I studied it for an embarrassing amount of time so that when I got out there today, I would just be able to, like, go. it didn't go as smoothly as I'd hoped. Here's the part where I insert the moment of tension, the problem, into the story that seemed to be going so well, didn't it? I wanted to go out there to Central Park and get my workout in and come home. But at some point, maybe 8 to 10 minutes in, I realized that I wasn't where I thought I should be. I didn't know where I was exactly, but I knew enough to know I shouldn't be seeing the statue I was standing beside. It was not on the trail I had studied and chosen. Instead of pulling up the static map I had gotten from a website where all the paths are traced in different colors so one knows exactly which path one is on, supposedly, the static map I had studied, I opened up the map on my phone, and sure enough, somewhere I had taken a left that I didn't mean to take, and I was far off the intended route. And the sentence that dropped in my brain that I thought before I realized I was thinking, I wasn't trying to learn something out here. And I thought, I wonder how long I'll be learning what to do versus doing what I know. I wasn't trying to learn something out here. I think I've felt like I've been learning since I landed here last Saturday, learning my neighborhood, learning which key goes into which lock on my door, learning where the grocery store is and where things are in the grocery store, learning how to live on foot without a car, learning how to live without a washer dryer in my house, learning the twisty and winding and overlapping paths of Central Park. And as I retraced my steps out there, getting back on the way I intended, a question came to me, maybe from God. What if this whole season is about learning? Yeah, no, thank you. I don't want to learn. I want to know. I want to know where to get my nails done. I didn't want to pass by 5 places and have decision paralysis and then suddenly just end up at one and hope for the best. And when they asked if I wanted a shoulder massage, of course I did, but is that normal around here? Or do all the other clients think I'm a total sucker? Or do they possibly think I'm brilliant? I ate at the same sandwich shop twice, 2 days in a row. Not because I loved it. I mean, it was good, but because I knew it. It felt like after a day or two of doing all these things I'd never done before, it just felt really good to go back somewhere. And you know me, I don't want to eat anywhere twice when I'm only here for a few months. I went to 3 places to buy new deodorant, finally finding it at the last place 2 blocks from my house and expensive, only to annoyingly see it in the window of my neighborhood grocery store as I passed back by on my way home. If I had a dollar for every time I've said, okay, noted for the future. The Wi-Fi password at the coffee shop, okay, noted. Rosa doing my nails at the nail place because she slayed, okay, noted. The way I turn when I come up out of the subway station at 72nd Street to get home, okay, noted. The right and the wrong times to go to Trader Joe's because the line to pay was, and I am not exaggerating, 100 people deep, y'all, on a Monday night. Okay, noted. And still learning. Learning, not knowing. But what if I get through these 2 months and I've just learned a ton and known very, very little? Someone asked me if I was settling in. I responded with, I'm probably more adjusting than settling, but I hope the settling comes. It has a little, and it is, and it will. But maybe that is the actual problem, isn't it? I wanted to get here and live here. I wanted to have a day or two of learning and then 2 months of living. But what if the learning is the living? I'll tell you what I'm afraid of. I'm not afraid of going to the wrong nail place or getting lost when I exit the subway station. I'm not afraid of those things because guaranteed those are going to happen. I think I'm afraid that learning is costing me. Costing me what? I'm not sure. Time, fun, peace. Yeah, all of those. I'm afraid I'm missing something great because of what I don't know. I'm afraid this process of learning is wasting my time. And if you know me, you know I tend to always think that the process is wasting my time. I hear myself. I'm learning. And it's probably early to start a definitive list of reasons God has allowed me to do this experience for the next few months, but this feels like it's going to matter for a long time. I'm realizing I've equated adjusting to learning, and I've connected comfort and being settled to knowing. Somewhere along the way, I told myself, if you're not comfortable, if it isn't on your terms and in your control, it won't be fun. It will be a waste of time. It won't be as good as possible. Yeah, did I just do a whole essay episode to get here to the end and realize I've written 1,500 words about my control issues? Yes, yes, I have. But I'm learning. I'm trying. What if this whole thing is about learning, not knowing? That's what I remember thinking at Central Park. I remember thinking, what if this season is about learning? And I remember thinking, what if this whole thing is about learning, not knowing? What if this is life? What if the learning is the living? How much easier could this whole thing, I mean, my life, be if I embraced the learning, the uncomfortable, the growth? I'm trying, but I'm unsettled and I'm uncomfortable and I'm totally fine. This isn't a hardship compared to the state of the world. It's just an observation for myself and maybe for those of us who find control and comfort incredibly safe. What if there is something holy and beautiful about making life about learning? I don't feel that yet, but hilariously, somewhere deep in my guts, I know it's true. Of all the things, that's what I know. LOL, why can't I intrinsically know the paths at Central Park? Bless my heart. What if this whole thing is about the learning? As for the keys and the door, I think I've got it sorted. I say top round, like the cut of meat, and then I put the rounded key in the top lock. So I guess there are a few things that I know. So what do you think? Please come share some thoughts and some wisdom with me over on Instagram at That Sounds Fun Podcast. I'm all about learning now, remember? So I would love to learn from you if you have thoughts after this. And I'll see you tomorrow right here on That Sounds Fun.
Well, good day to you. It's Joel with For King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.